Books on Tape presents Sails on the Horizon by Jay Worrell, read by John Lee. Foreword. The era often thought of as the Napoleonic Wars covers a period of roughly 22 years, from February 1st, 1793, when revolutionary France declared war on Britain, to June 18th, 1815, the Battle of Waterloo. This was a titanic struggle, arguably the first worldwide war, between France, Western Europe's most populous country, and Great Britain, the world's richest. Napoleon Bonaparte, whose personality and abilities came to dominate the period, does not become a prominent figure until about 1799. It has often been said that this was a strangely unbalanced conflict. England paramount, though not unchallenged on the seas, France an almost unrivaled land-based military force. In order for the French army to subdue Britain, it had, of course, to cross the English Channel. In order to cross the Channel, France had to at least temporarily neutralize His Majesty George III's Royal Navy. To accomplish this, she would require the assistance of such other naval forces as were available from Spain, Denmark, and Holland. Numerous nations and their colonial possessions were allied with one side or the other, not infrequently changing allegiances as a result of conquest, coercion, or choice. Of particular interest is Spain. A nominal ally of Britain at the outset of the conflict, she came under the dominion of France and switched sides in October 1796. This is important because on paper, the Spanish possessed a powerful navy that, if allowed to combine with the remnants of once significant French naval forces, would present very serious strategic problems to London.